Caesar tells me you're returning to Egypt, Cleopatra.
Rome's not what I thought it would be.
You've got a lot to learn. You may have had Caesar by the heartstrings, honey, but I got him by the jewel.
Calpurnia! How nice of you to see Cleopatra off.
Ah, my pleasure, husband. My pleasure.
Mighty Caesar?
If Caesar will excuse me, I'll leave you to say your final goodbye.
I'm sorry things couldn't have worked out differently, Cleo.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
You're young, Cleopatra. You'll have other chances to rule the world.
Perhaps we'll meet again.
Maybe next time I'm in Egypt, I'll drop by.
We could play a little toga, toga.
Who's got the toga? There's still that little house in Capri.
I'm afraid it wouldn't be enough. You know how it is when you have your eye on the entire known world.
Yes, I know.
Ciao, Julie.
Ciao, Cleo.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your...
Mark Anthony.
Sire, in spite of everything you saw, I want Caesar to know that nothing happened between myself and Cleopatra.
Forget it, Mark Anthony. If I, Caesar, with all my power, could not resist Cleopatra, how could I expect it of a simpleton like you?
Caesar is too kind.
It is a fault of mine.
And one of many, may I say?
Beware the Ides of March! Beware the Ides of March!
Beware the Ides of March. Thank you.
Mark Anthony, do you know what the Ides of March are?
Sure! As a matter of fact, today happens to be the Ides of March.
Really? Well, I'm off to the Senate. Care to accompany me?
It would be my honor.
Brutus and Cassius have extended me a special invitation.
And for what purpose has the mighty Caesar been invited to the Senate?
Today, the Senate is going to make me immortal.
Ah. I don't follow.